Hello there, Peterman here. And this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Elaine. Oh my God, I opened the door to come here. It is so hot outside. I can't believe it's so thick. The air is so thick. We have Jim Corbin calling in at 7:35 today to talk to us about the eclipse of the sun, of course, but also too about this weather. It is so humid. I can't believe it. It's like I know it's in this like maybe 70s right now. It feels so hot. But, I just don't like it. I like cool mornings. And then it starts to, you know, get warmer throughout the day. I have to say that my tomato plants, I can't grow anything. That's why I love to go to the farmer's market. First of all, I'd like to say good morning to Mike. He's here with me today.
I can grow hair.
That's a good one. Honest to God, I can't grow tomatoes. I can't grow anything. My son has the best soil ever. He goes to the compost center in Attleboro and gets the compost, brings it back, and puts it in his vegetable garden. And he's got the greatest tomatoes and cucumbers and everything. But I love to go to the farmer's market because I get like organic grown vegetables and things. And oh my God, it's just so great. But I have to say, he gave me a tomato plant. He said, Mom, this is foolproof. Honestly, it's going to grow tomatoes. And somebody at work gave me, they're called Sweet 100s, which is the small baby ones. And they said, again, it's foolproof. Nothing will happen to it. Just water it. That's all you have to do is water it. Well, I have to say I came out today, and I've got like 12 little baby tomatoes, and I plucked one, excuse me, red tomato. I am so excited. I can't wait to grow bacon. No, anyway.
Grow bacon?
Yeah, you know, for a bacon and lettuce and tomato sandwich. BLTs, it's 'tis the season. But I can grow flowers, though. And I brought back something that was a very unique flower. I'll post on Facebook. It's a beautiful flower. It was dead last year. I cut it down, and it just finally in August started to bloom these beautiful flowers. I'll show it to you during break. But anyway, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320. Man, what a tough week we've had, huh? I mean, the violence in Charlottesville, I just can't believe it. I mean, you turn on the news and I thought I was watching something out of 1960, the race clashing and everything. The difference is back then it was blacks against whites, and now it's like all races came together for peace, and this white hatred, these groups, just came out in force. It was just really, really horrible. And there's just, in the United States of America today, in 2017, Mike and I were talking about this, and Mike, if you want to chime in, you know, like, it would have been great if our president came out to denounce all of this hatred, and instead it was just a weak statement, and everybody seems to be not supporting him anymore. Major companies are pulling their support, and it's just really leaving us in a world of wonder. What the heck, what is going on, you know? And even his own Republican Party is turning against him and saying, what did we do? Well, you know, I can only imagine what goes on behind closed doors in Washington, D.C. right now with this president. And he goes off script. He doesn't, the advisors are telling him what to do, but he goes off script all the time. And then he comes up with these weak statements, and he's strongly opinionated, which is fine. But this is America. This is the United States of America. And, you know, Alexander Hamilton said, you have to stand up for something, or you'll fall for anything. Mm. And man, it's about time that we have a strong president that really takes a hard stand on racism in America. I mean, we've gone so far. It's just really, really disturbing. And if you have an opinion about this whole thing, I invite you to call us at 508-222-1320 and give us your opinion and your thoughts, because they do matter. And it really is important to stand up and stand together, you know, for for everything. So we have a caller, Mike?
Yes, we do. We have Donna Sprague.
Excellent. I am so glad. Hey, Donna, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good. You sound awesome, as always. You sound so bright, perky. I don't know how you do it. It's great.
It's all smoke and mirrors, Donna.
Oh, okay. Like all of us, right?
Yes.
Hey, yeah. Today we have Nellie from Little House. Did you watch Little House when you were a kid?
Oh, my God. Of course I did. Nellie.
Little
oh
House
my
on
God.
The Prairie?
Yeah. She was a little blonde girl that always tried to get Laura Ingalls in trouble, right?
Yeah, she was the original B word mm-hmm. back in the day. Yeah, and I have so many questions about child actors to her, because I wonder about everything with kids and shows like that. Then we have a local writer on from the Sun Chronicle who is commenting on Paul Hiro's rather sudden leaving Dave's show a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's running for mayor, and yeah.
Yeah, I read about that in the paper and everything, and it's like, you know, if you're running for political office, you have to have a tough skin. And if you, let's just say, you know, like, we love Dave Kane, but when you come on his show, there's some expectation of, you know, controversy, of course, you know? And if you're in the political arena, you know, don't be so soft that you're going to say, I'm going to leave, you know? Because what does that say? What message does it say to the general public? Do you leave when things get tough? So
yeah, I think that's probably damaged him a lot. It's too bad because he's a bright guy. He might make a good mayor. He makes a very good representative. So we'll see what... it's Joe Gavina who's going to be on talking about that. And next Saturday, I think you might be interested in this, Elaine. I don't know. Next Saturday, I'm going to be doing... Whenever I do fortune telling or anything, I donate a lot of the money that I make to my favorite charity, which is Winslow Farm.
Oh,
in Norton,
yes, yes.
Which is a very righteous place. And next Saturday, I'll be doing tea leaf readings. Nobody does tea leaf readings anymore but me. And at the Purple Rooster in Plainville, starting at 4:00. So I thought that you might be interested in that, too. I don't know. Some people think it's of the devil, you know? I don't know.
Wait a minute. So next Saturday, you said? Saturday, the Purple, what was that?
The Purple Rooster.
Rooster.
In Plainville. If you've never eaten there, it's an amazing place. They have something for everyone. If you're a vegan or you're gluten-free or you eat meat or you're a vegetarian or whatever, you can bring your friends, and everyone can eat. I've gone to other restaurants that have special cooking and everything, and you can't bring anyone who eats meat because they don't serve meat, like at the Garden Grill in Pawtucket, you know. So Purple Rooster is a place that you should check out.
Oh, yeah. Whereabouts is that located in Plainville?
Oh, it's right on Route 1. Yeah, right on Route 1, just before you come to the big bookstore, to Jeff Kinney's bookstore here in Plainville.
Oh, really?
And you have to park around the back of the building that she's in. She's in the building that comes just before the pizza place and before Jeff's. And so you'll figure it out.
But
it's just amazing that she has gluten-free pancakes. You can eat 3 of them, and they're huge. They're really huge. They've got to be 6 or 7 inches in diameter. And you don't feel stuffed after. You just feel... they're just so light and delicious, and that's my favorite thing over there, yeah. But, yeah, I think you like it because you're out and about all over the place. I follow you on Facebook, and you're just everywhere, you know. I love your life. You're having a great life.
I try,
anyway,
Donna.
Thank you so much for letting me let people know.
Oh, yeah.
And, I'll be listening, and have a good rest of the show.
Thank you. And like I always tell you on Facebook, too, I love you when you call in and tell us what's coming up on your show. So, yeah, thank you for calling in.
Thank you for being a good team player. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, kiddo. You have a wonderful weekend. Take good care.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye, Mike. Mike, too. Bye.
Bye, Donna.
There goes Donna Sprague. That's really great. So, listen, you got to listen up to their show. They're going to be coming on from 9 to noon today. Sounds like they're going to have a really great show, as always. And next Saturday, don't forget, at the Purple Rooster in Plainville at 4 o'clock, Donna's going to be there for tea leaf readings. Oh, Donna, I so want to be there. That it sounds so interesting. I love stuff like that. And I've never had, I don't know how they do it, but the tea leaf reading. She'll have to tell us again next week to call back and tell us what happens and how that all happens. But a tea leaf reading next week, 4 o'clock at the Purple Rooster in Plainville. That is really great. Hey, listen, Mike, did you get your Powerball ticket yet?
No, but it's the way things are going, I think I need to buy 20 of them.
Why is that?
Oh, no, just saying, it would be nice to win.
It would be really nice to win. If you won the $500 million or whatever, and you probably get only $250 million of it because of taxes and that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, what would
But still, $250 million's not bad. You know? I know my wife, Sue, she'd want she wants a house, so we could get a house. You know, maybe take a nice long vacation. buy a radio station.
Really?
Yeah. You know?
Oh, my. Well, yep. That sounds like a lot of, that'd be interesting.
New car.
Yeah.
You know, and put the rest in the bank.
Nice. Sweet. Sweet. Well, I don't know. How about you guys out there? Have you bought your lottery ticket? I did buy a quick pick, but I have my dad's numbers, and I'm going to go out later. I have to do some things this morning before I go out and about, but there's a lot of things happening in the area, and we'll get to that after our first break. But, yeah, the Powerball, the numbers are really high, and I get really excited about that when now, it gets to be 500.
Here's a question. Has anyone from Attleboro, Cumberland, Northern Rhode Island or Rhode Island ever won the Powerball in the history?
Gosh, we'll have to look at that when we
That's
have
a good
break.
One.
Because you know why? It seems like the Midwest. You know what I'm saying?
Like someplace Illinois, far off in the middle of nowhere.
Or Georgia or California or
And they always
wherever.
Buy like a ticket in some ghost town like some convenience store in the middle of nowhere behind a cactus.
In New York, too. Yeah, I know. And it's like, what? What the heck is happening? Now, we've had winners of $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 winners. That I do know. But to win the actual, you know, Powerball winning, we'll look that up during break. How's that? We'll let you know on the flip side of our break, okay? But just wanted to let you know that our good friend Jimmy Buffett is going to be playing at the Xfinity Center in Mansfield. And he's going to be having his show again, of course, you know, and parking. They say to go there a little bit early because you can party in Margaritaville in the parking lot there, as most folks do. I never seen Jimmy Buffett in concert. I don't know why. I mean, I was close to buying a ticket and everything, but I just never got the chance to hear him. I did see an interview with him on 60 Minutes. They went to his house and they did this great interview. And the parrot head thing and everything, he said, I didn't start that. I just want you to know, I didn't start that. But my fans, you know, it was just a song, he said. I was sitting on a beach, you know, and watching people go by and somebody, you know, stepped on a can thing, what a Pop-Tart, whatever. And he was just chilling. And he said, and then from there, I wrote this song, Margaritaville. He said, and then it just took off where everybody, like, parties. You know, it's a party atmosphere. He goes out before the concerts, he actually goes through the crowd in the parking lots and surprised some of his fans. A really down-to-earth, easygoing kind of guy. So if you have a chance, I think his show starts at 7 o'clock. Get there early, and he's going to be at the Xfinity Center. He has his own private plane, and he parks it in the Norwood airport. That I do know. Anyway, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We're going to take our first break. We have lottery and we have out and about activities. Good morning. Have your first cup of coffee and meet me back here right after these messages.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil.
From September 16th through 23rd, the Attleboro Arts Museum will present The Calm Before the Storm, an exhibition of original snow globes inspired by Emily St. John Mandel's novel, Station 11. The exhibit's opening reception will take place on September 16th. 16 artists will create snow globe sculptures and 2D representations that feature items and experiences that they hold dear. For more information on the exhibit, visit attleboroartsmuseum.org.
If you are experiencing an unplanned pregnancy and are unsure of what to do or where to get help, Abundant Hope Pregnancy Resource Center in Attleboro is here for you. We provide lab-quality pregnancy tests and counseling to help you plan for your future. And to those families struggling to take care of their little ones, we offer diapers, wipes, and baby food. Perhaps you are experiencing pain or grief from an abortion. We have a post-abortive healing program to help you resolve those feelings. Our services are always free and confidential. Call us at 508-455-0425.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket. But it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place. And then they act so surprised when I find them. But I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello there, Peterman here. And this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Oh man, yeah, can you just imagine closing your eyes and just sitting on the beach and just chilling, listening to Jimmy Buffett? This is phenomenal. Listen, if you are out and about, I do want to bring you up to date on what's happening with that Chic to Chic consignment store. Remember we were talking about that a few weeks back, and I said you should probably reach out to the Attorney General's office and file a complaint. Well, a lot of people have done that. They have notified the Attorney General's office, and they're just wondering, you know, when can they get their clothes back, you know? But unfortunately, they're reviewing all the complaints that have come in. The Better Business Bureau has been notified as well, and they've received over 32 complaints about Chic to Chic and how they just want to get their clothes back. I know when we were talking about that a while back when that bridal shop closed too, like all of them, if you pay for something, honestly, God, somebody should be writing a law about this because it really angers me. If you give something to a consignment shop, the deal is this, and I've done this. I have brought my suits into a consignment shop, say, right? And if they don't sell, I have an option. I can donate it to a woman's shelter, or I can bring the suits back. And I always say to them, just donate the suits because I don't want them back, but it would help somebody else out, no problem. But these women actually wanted their items back. They should be able to get them back. Just like if you go to like the bridal shop, which I feel so bad. I mean, paying for your bridesmaids and your gown for your wedding and it's still in the shop and you can't get it. I mean, there's got to be a law against that happening.
How about this one? You are getting married and you reserve a place to have your reception and then the place closes and then you don't get your money back.
Yeah, that's...
That's just as bad too.
Oh yeah, it reminds me of like you're taking something, you're stealing something from somebody and
yeah,
that's just not right.
Like all those people should either be allowed to continue to have their reception or get their gown or get their money back.
Right,
or
refund
whatever.
The money. If you're going into bankruptcy, okay, admit that, but you settle up your debts before you go. But I guess that's the whole reason of bankruptcy is like you can't pay your debts and whatever. But I mean, I just feel so bad for these people. And there's a bridal shop on Route 1, and I am so sorry, I can't remember the name of it, but it's near... There's a duck. That's all right. Wait a minute. No, there's a duck on this. Oh God.
Drive by three ducks walking across.
No.
Go by the little flower pot.
No. Resale and something else. There's a shop there, but they've got this duck on a huge crane. That's what I'm trying to say. A big, huge rubber duck. And it says the duck is back. But there's a bridal, like bridal fashion or something like that, I want to say.
I've heard of that place.
And they said that they would help brides. You know, they have many, many gowns. And they would be willing to help the brides that are in need. And some bridal shops have stepped up, and they say that they will donate bridal gowns up to $300. I mean, they will give you the first $300 if you can show a receipt. So other reputable bridal shops, you know,
step up to
are
the plate.
Stepping up because,
that's good.
I mean, it's just so, I mean, getting married and being in wedding parties is really stressful enough. But to have something like this, you know, unexpectedly happening is just really, it's not fair to the bride. And it's certainly, you know, you can see it from both ends. If you're going under, you know, just call, they should have a law. Like if you're going to close your shop, you have like 3 days, you got to call all your customers and say, get your product out if they paid for it.
Yep.
You know, that's fair.
Yeah, that it's, and it's not only fair, it's the right thing to do.
Right. I mean, if I owned a business, that's what I would do. Fair and square, you know, I don't know.
I have seen stores where, you know, they close and then you go there the next day and they're gone. I mean, like no trace of them. You look in the window and it's like as if they weren't even there.
Right.
Like everything's gone, all the displays.
Honest to God, it's just really, really sad. But there's still items in the store, you know, like the Sun Chronicle did a story and they said they conceal, you can still see the items that are still in the store. And it's like, well, where are all the clothes going? What are you going to do with these clothes? You know, it just blows my mind.
Well, hopefully by bringing it to the light, maybe you'll get to the bottom of this and people can get their things back.
I hope so. I mean, if you don't have the money, then just give them back their stuff that they donated.
I mean,
that they are on consignment. It's an agreement between you and the store that you're going to, they set the price, and then you get 50-50, or they get 75, you get 25, whatever.
Yeah, you get a percentage back.
See, I always, like, I box up stuff, and I bring stuff over to Goodwill, because I just figure, you know, like, it's helping out the community. I don't expect anything in return. I don't want, you know what I mean? It's like,
or Salvation Army.
Yeah.
Or what's that other store? Savers? You could go there and drop stuff off there.
I've shopped at Savers, you know.
Yeah, I have never been in there.
Honest to God, they have tags
heard,
on clothes and everything.
I've heard a lot of good things about that place.
Yeah. It's like this. I'm a value shopper. I mean, if Paul Healy is listening, yes, Paul, I do buy my shoes on sale. Because every time I call into the show, he always asks me that one question. What kind of shoes are you wearing today? All right, I digress here. Listen, Ed Asner, do you know who that is?
No, but you're going to tell me.
He used to be on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. He was Lou Grant.
Was that the ball-headed guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, he has a new play out. And it's a one-man show, and it's a comedy, and he's playing tonight at the Stadium Theater at 7:30. And the show's name is, the name of the show is A Man and His Prostate, okay? And I'm going, oh, my God, what the heck? But the show is actually about a visit to the hospital in preparation for surgery, and it's based on a real-life experience of the writer, okay? So, the play does deal with, you know, prostate cancer and everything. But, you know, Ed Asner said that, you know, we do it into a delightful, funny way. So I don't know how you could turn
make
a play into prostate cancer into a funny way. But if you want to see him, he is going to be in town at 7:30 at the Stadium Theater, probably having dinner at Chan's, who knows, which is right next door.
Mm. He must be up there now because I remember when I was a kid watching Mary Tyler Moore. On Channel 10, I think it was.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Yep.
And he was, you know, looked like he could have been in his 50s or late 40s then. I mean, he's got to be in his 70s, 80s.
I would say so. Yeah, I don't think he aged well. I'll have Mike Google him when we go on break. But I actually met him, you know.
Yeah? You didn't get a sound bite from him, though.
No. This is like way back when I lived in Maryland.
Maybe you need to go back over to the thing and get a sound bite.
No, trust me, that's okay. No, he was having dinner. When I was married, my husband and I were having dinner. My husband was in sales, so we took people out to this very nice restaurant called The Palm in Washington, and we're sitting at a table and everything. And at the time, Ed Asner and a group of star celebrities were sitting at this one table. But he was Lou Grant. That's right. He had his own show, and he played a newspaper editor, and he had newspaper reporters and all them. So all the cast was sitting at this table. So I had to go to the ladies' room, and I asked the waiter where it was, and it was right by their table. So I walked by them, and they looked up and smiled, and I walked back, and he said, hello. And I said, oh, hi. And I said, oh, I watch your show, blah, blah, blah. And he says, are you here with anyone? I said, yeah. I said, my husband's over here with this, you know, we're entertaining people. He said, oh, really? He said, how nice. He said, well, have a nice night. I said, thank you. So I went back, and my husband and everybody was laughing. They said, oh, my God, it was so funny. Your face turned 10 shades of red. I said, I didn't expect to be, you know,
talked to.
You know, it was pretty cool. He was very nice back
then. It's really cool when you have someone famous who is down to earth that talks to you like you're just, you know, like they're just normal people.
Yeah. Yep. And they are. And he is. So I hope you get a chance to see him. Billy Gilman is going to be at the Washington County Fair. It already started on Thursday, but it goes right through to Sunday. Fairgrounds open 9 a.m. each day, and it has many, many different shows, tractor pulls and horses and farm animals and museums. They have concerts every single day. They have lots and lots of food, lots of concessions for games and everything. So Billy Gilman is actually going to perform tonight at 9. Tickets are only $11 for adults, and kids 10 and under are free. Parking is free also, but they have a lot of the, you know, like the midway rides and carnival rides and that, so you have to pay for those. But
that's closer to where I live.
Yeah, I was just going to say, have you ever been? Have you checked it out?
No, we haven't, never been, actually. I know a lot of my friends that live near us and stuff. Some of them actually work the fair.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a pickle, I think there's a place there where they sell pickles.
Yeah.
From what I hear, they're really good pickles, too. There's all sorts of different trinkets that you can get there and buy. There's plenty to do for everybody. And like you said, I saw a picture of it last night or the night before, and it kind of reminded me of Rocky Point. Because
no,
it had all
kidding.
Those rides.
Oh, the Midway, yeah.
Yeah, it looked like the Midway from amusement park. I mean, it's really, it's not just some, a couple little tents with things. This is a whole big, giant, like, carnival.
Mm-hmm.
And I say if you're not doing anything this weekend, go check it out, because it'll be something worth it if you're looking for something to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it goes through till Sunday. So, and tonight is going to be a big night too. We'll have to ask Jim Corbin if it's going to rain later tonight, because I believe they have fireworks as well. But it's at the Washington County Fair, and it's on 78 Richmond Townhouse Road. It's actually Route 112. And it's in Richmond, but it's not that far away. How far would you say
Richmond,
it is?
Rhode Island, now. There's a lot of people like Richmond. Yeah, so I don't know. I'd say probably about 20 minutes from where I am, and I live in East Greenwich. So I don't know. Maybe it takes me about, 35 minutes to get here from East Greenwich on a day when there's no traffic.
Right.
So, I don't know, give yourself some time, probably 40 minutes or so with traffic.
Okay. Well, that is a good idea. Also, before we go on our second break, want to remind you again, too, that the Farmers Market is today from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We come back from our break. Jim Corbin will be calling in for our weather forecast, and hopefully it'll be a super great day with sunny skies. Of course, I'm an optimist. What can I say? Well, good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
The South Attleboro Lions Club will host their 22nd annual Antique Car Show on Sunday, August 27th at La Salette Shrine in Attleboro. The show will feature hundreds of cars, trucks, and motorcycles separated into 46 classes. Prizes will be awarded in all 46 classes. As always, Cruz and Bruce Palmer will DJ the event. Food and beverages will be available at the event as well. For more information on the car show, including how to register a car, email carshow@southattleborolions.org.
Each year, nearly a quarter of a million people head to the emergency room due to slips in their bathrooms alone. When you add injuries caused on kitchen floors, pool decks, hardwood stairs, and walkways, it's over 1 million people. Your whole house is an obstacle course. That's why Sentinel Safe Floor Solutions provides services to make your existing floors slip-resistant and safe. Whether it's your family or your pet that has been slipping in your home, Sentinel Safe Floors can reduce the chances of being injured. Locally owned and operated and serving the greater Attleboro area, learn more about Sentinel Safe Floors by calling 508-535-5000.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Hello there, Peterman here. And this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Okay, listen, it's going to be a great Greek weekend. I tell you, the Greek festival is in town. You have to go down and check it out. It is going to be in Pawtucket today. It is going to be starting at noontime, and it's going to be filled with authentic Greek cuisine, baked goods, and all kinds of, like, live music and dancing. And there's going to be so much activity, it's not funny. It starts at noon to 10 p.m. today and noon to 9 tomorrow. So we were just playing a little bit of Zorba the Greek for you to get into the music of the Greek culture. But yeah, this is a really good festival. This one and the one in Cranston went down there.
You gotta say it right, Cranston.
No. But no, this is really one of the better ones. And I'm going to go check it out today, actually. I'm picking up a friend and we're going to go down there around 2 or 3 o'clock and check it out because authentic Greek food is just really unbelievably delicious. And baklava, oh my God, that is like layers and layers of honey and nut on phyllo dough, which I can't make, so I go to these wonderful festivals and get the traditional stuff. It's just really great. Hey, just as a reminder, want to make sure that you're aware, the South Attleboro Lions Club is having their 22nd annual antique car show on August 27th. So I want to make sure that you know it's Sunday, August 27th. That is coming up soon. And they've got a whole list of like maybe 20 different cars that you can see. All these classes from A to Z and everything in between. There's going to be, it's going to be held at La Salette Shrine on Park Street in Attleboro. And there's going to be food and drinks and there's going to be drawings, and there's going to be awards. There's going to be, oh, man, it's just going to be so much fun. You know, for families, $10. But if you go by yourself, it's adults, $3. Seniors are $2. Kids, 5 to 12, it's only $1. And kids under 5 is free. You get some really good ideas on how to design different cars and colors. Things of the past that you haven't seen. We'll never see again, probably. But the judging starts from noon to 1. But yeah, definitely check this out. This is going to be one of those great events. It's going to be Sunday, August 27th. So that's coming up, and just want to give you a heads up on that. It's just going to be really great. They even have custom motorcycles. That is going to be something to see. They've got Corvettes and Camaros and Mustangs. And my God, I wonder if they have my 1964 Corvette. I had a Corvette. It was really cool. It had two tops. It was cherry red with two tops. It was pretty cool. But yeah, check it out. You want to make sure that you go down there on August 27th. It's just going to be really, really fun at La Salette Shrine. I see a picture from last time, and they've got Studebakers and Volkswagen Bugs and, oh my God, all these wonderful, wonderful little cars. They see, oh, the Mustangs, the muscle cars. Those are going to be really fun to see too. And, oh my God, they've got so much custom-made trucks. Oh my God, El Caminos are going to be there too. Honest to God, I'm in heaven. I'm definitely going to go and check that out as well. Listen, we got Jim Corbin on the line. I don't want to cut into his time, but wanted to know, it was so hot and hazy this morning, Jim. What's going on with the weather?
How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, is there a delay here?
Sometimes I don't hear the last 2 seconds of what you're saying, and then I'm just guessing at what you're saying, but...
Oh, I was just saying, like, when I got up this morning and went outside, there was like a blanket of air you could wear. It was so heavy. Humidity.
Yeah.
Woo.
Oh, boy, humidity. Yeah, we're in a tropical air mass right now. We talk about the dew points in the warm season especially. And, again, as I've said and others have brought up, generally it runs between 45 and 75. 45 is about as refreshing as it gets. This is in the warm season. 75 is about as oppressive, like almost being in a steam bath. And we have touched 74 this morning in a few spots. In fact, we're right around 73. So this is just about as humid as it ever gets. Now, the good thing at the moment, Elaine, we're not worrying about temperatures in the 80s or 90s. So as much as it is extremely humid out there, at least we don't have the heat. Now, we did have some rain late afternoon and the last night. A little unimpressed with it. I was hoping we'd get more, but at least we had something. And we still have a chance of a shower this afternoon. It's going to turn partly sunny, so we will start to see the sun later this morning and this afternoon. Probably won't completely clear out until late this afternoon. And with still residual humidity, I think for some, say around 2, 3 o'clock, it's going to feel uncomfortable. We have not had a lot of days where we reach, for example, like I think we will this afternoon, the mid-80s with a dew point in the low 70s. So, yeah, we're not talking about the 90s, but we're talking about extremely high humidity for another day. Winds will be fairly light. So the good news is we'll clear out tonight, and that'll set the stage for, I think, the pick day of the weekend tomorrow. Not that it's really bad today, but it'll be mostly sunny and somewhat less humidity, high temperatures in the low and mid-80s. So we have a warm stretch ahead, again, without the brutal heat that we sometimes can get. Now, Monday, the big day Monday, Elaine. You know what that is, right? We're about a little over 50 hours away from...
The total eclipse of the sun?
That's it, yes. Are you going to have at least one song with that? I know you had the total eclipse of the heart a few minutes ago.
Yes, we're trying to find that
now. Anyway, the good news is in terms of a good portion of the country, and of course, nowadays, last decade or two, with everything in the news, everything is hyped up for any reason, not just an eclipse, but anything else. But this is the first eclipse... actually in 100 years, roughly 100 years, that is going to be total from coast to coast. In other words, going from the west coast to the east coast. The last big one we had was 1979, but that was an eclipse that affected about a quarter of the going across the United States. Now, of course, we will be under a partial eclipse. And I can guarantee, Elaine, as much as it will take place, we'll have mostly sunny skies on Monday. It's going to be warm. It's going to be in the 80s. There'll be people at when the end of the eclipse in this area, in Rhode Island, southeastern Massachusetts, are going to say, that's what I waited for, what was this and this? Well, it's a partial eclipse. We're going to be about 65% at peak. That'll be around 3:15 on Monday afternoon, so we're just a little over 48 hours away. It'll be the moon, obviously, passing in front of the sun. The moon will approach the sun from the right, and it'll cross. It'll make, at 3:15, the sun look like a crescent at the top. But you don't want to look at it. And I know it's overhyped and over-mentioned. It's obvious, you know, most of us during the day, on a regular day, don't look up and just stare at the sun. We know enough, if we did more than several seconds, we'd burn our retinas, and if you looked even longer, you'd go blind. Wow. So, I mean, again, I bring this up, and others have, too. It's not a joking matter to talk about the fact that you could go blind if you look at this thing without the proper protection, those glasses. The other way to look at this thing, too, is if you have very good thick sunglasses, and I am not saying this to try to discourage getting those glasses, you could look up, just like any day, you could look up for a second or so and see it and then look back down. And then as it gets closer, you can look up, see, oh, the sun looks like it's like a crescent. And you could, for a second, and then look back down with good sunglasses. Mm-hmm. And again, that's the way I consider it. But the other thing with this eclipse is what is going to happen surrounding you. And it's 65% coverage at quarter of three. And again, it'll gradually get to 65%. And then after quarter of three, ending around 4 o'clock, it'll be back to zero. But you'll look and it, look around and see if there are different hues of brightness in the sky. 65% is just enough to make a little bit of a difference in the darkness. Now, again, the fact that it's going to be mostly sunny means it'll almost be just completely bright sunshine just as the eclipse begins. And then gradually, a little over an hour, you'll start to see it possibly get just a little bit less bright. But that's really the only thing you'll notice in terms of anything around here outside of just looking straight at the eclipse. There's this thing about, ooh, looking at the eclipse, that's nice, good protection, and the sun looking smaller and smaller and like a crescent for a time. But the other thing is how it's going to affect the temperature, for example. Mm-hmm. I expect the temperature to maybe fall a degree or so, of which you say, who cares? Well, that's the subtle thing. You actually are cutting off 65% of the sun. Now, it doesn't mean 65% less bright because there's a lot of refraction that goes all around. But you want to look around. Maybe we're right at the threshold, 65% of darkness, 65% of the sun being blocked. Birds, will they start to think of going to roost? Will they think it's dusk? And that has happened when you go into solar, total eclipses. Places like South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, you'll see that'll be a big place because it's on the East Coast. That is going to be a total eclipse at roughly the same time we are, but they will be total. Will they take pictures and will there be video? And there should be because everyone has a cell phone these days of odd things that animals are doing. And of course, I can almost guarantee there'll be people down in South Carolina and anywhere where the eclipse is total, all the way across the country in a narrow stretch. With people with thermometers noting the temperature falling a few degrees within a few minutes, and then it'll start to go up again as the eclipse moves on. So those are the things, really. I mean, it's one thing to see it and see it with proper protection, say, ooh, that's cool, the sun is cool looking. But it's also to look how your surroundings are also affected. It'll be a very minor event here in the Attleboro area, Providence, but it'll be certainly a major event, say, down in South Carolina. And that's where you'll probably see a lot of the national news. Mm-hmm. And again, as I like to say, no, I don't work for any national news, but all the networks are going to be live coverage of this thing because the next one we'll have anything close is not going to be 7 years in 2000.
Wow, really?
That one actually will be better for us. That one is going to be almost total here in New England. It's going to be about 90 to 95% coverage. So if anything, if you miss this one and you say, oh, well, that wasn't anything that great, well, in 2024, on April 8th, 2024, write that down in your notebooks, that one is actually going to be better for New England. And in fact, my old stomping grounds, my first job out of college, Burlington, Vermont, will be almost total eclipse of the sun then.
Wow.
So again, that's in 2024. So New England is actually going to have I wouldn't call it better, but a darker eclipse in 7 years.
Wow, 7 years. Okay, I'll still be here.
write that note down in your notebooks there in your calendar for April 8th, 2024. Quickly, the tropics, we have a tropical storm Harvey for the next several weeks. The tropics in the Atlantic, very active. There's a very good chance the U.S. May be threatened by either Irwin or Jose. Those are the next storms because of the fact that we have a lot of action coming off Africa. So the good news, though, in terms of our weather, yeah, just a chance of a pop-up shower today. It will be very humid. We have really warm and pleasant, almost like midsummer weather, tomorrow, Monday for the eclipse, Tuesday, and then our next chance of rain would be Wednesday.
Wow. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a very interesting week, huh, ahead?
Interesting week between an eclipse and maybe the approach of a hurricane, possibly. Not necessarily here in New England, but within the next 10 days, we'll be talking about, hopefully, outside of all the negative news that's been going on lately with all these things in Boston today, who knows what's going to happen this afternoon at the Common. But
right.
we're going to have an eclipse on Monday and possible approach of a tropical storm somewhere in the United States probably next weekend. So two things to worry about outside of everything else.
Wow. Well, we'll keep...
Other than that, Elaine, I'll end on a good note. We are enjoying the situation where we're not having any severe weather today. No
right.
severe thunderstorms, so the farmer's market should get off okay.
Wonderful. That is great news. Thanks, Jim. I'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Talk to you then.
Thank you. All right. There goes Jim Corbin. Wow. We do have to take our last break. Our number here is 508-222-1320. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Elks Lodge 1011 in North Attleboro will hold their second annual Night of Stars on Friday, September 22nd, beginning at 6 o'clock p.m. The event will feature cocktails, dinner, and three musical performances. The night's performers include Luann Dutra as Marilyn Monroe, Mike Dutra as Frank Sinatra, and Verna Brown as Celine Dion. Night of Stars is open to the general public. For more information, call 508-695-9033 or visit elks1011.com.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Claudino's Auto Repair, located at 310 South Main Street in Attleboro, is celebrating 25 years in the auto and truck repair business. Over the years, John Claudino and his team of mechanics have worked to build a long-lasting rapport with their customers. From oil changes to diagnostics, transmissions, and routine maintenance on foreign and domestic cars and trucks, Claudino's will keep your vehicle running. Claudino's Auto Repair, 508-226-8545 or at claudinosautorepair.com.
Hello there, Peterman here, and this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Okay, everyone, our number here is 508-222-1320. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine the Roach. And hey, listen, get your Powerball tickets. You never know that the lottery is over $500 million. But if you played the Mass daily, the number for last night was 4065. The Rhode Island daily number is 4958. Mass cash, 11, 13, 24, 27, 34. The Mega Millions, 1, 31, 34, 40, 75. The Mega Ball is 6, and the Mega Plier is 3. Out in the movies, Dunkirk is number 1. Girl Trip is a very great comedy. My niece seen this. She said, oh, Elena, you got to go see this. Wonder Woman. I have yet to see it, but I want to go. And the Emoji Movie for the kids is just really, really a fun thing. I seen that with my two granddaughters. It was great. The only thing I didn't like is I had to choose a seat. And I don't know the theater well enough to say, all right, I want to sit front and center. You know, like we went to the Emoji Movie and they said, well, we're sold out. The only seats we have is like the first row. And so we had to wait for the second show to go see this silly movie. It's silly for adults, but the kids are still talking about it. My granddaughters are still talking about it. It's amazing. Just as a reminder, too, following us at 9 to noon is Dave Kane and Donna Sprague. And Donna wanted to remind you, got some really great guests. And also next Saturday, she's going to be at the Purple Rooster in Plainville at 4 p.m. Doing tea leaf readings. So that's going to be really, really interesting. So anyway, so what's going on, Mike?
We have a very famous person on the phone.
We do?
Yes.
Oh, man. Hit me with it.
All right.
Here we go. Good morning, caller.
Well, good morning, Elaine LaRoche.
Is this the greatest? Oh my God! Is this the greatest wonderful person ever?
Not really. Oh no, you are not
me.
The out and about crew are the greatest.
How are you, Tom? Even though you're a Yankees fan, we still love you here.
Oh, good God! That's why I'm calling. I'm wondering if you're going to schedule a sports therapist, someone you can talk to when your team is taking the big dive again last night. Very, very, very upset over what's happening with the Yankees and Red Sox. My team is just, as you might remember, Diane and I went to the game last Saturday at Yankee Stadium.
Yes.
Only
yes.
to see, she didn't make a lot of friends in our section, screaming and yelling. And the sign that she held, Yankees, go home, was just too much. And the Red Sox won the game 10-5.
Yes.
It was a very sad ride back to Attleboro, but she was elated. So, I also wanted to ask you, I got the latest figures on the budget for Out and About. As
yes.
you know, I do some input into your scheduling.
Yes.
I just wanted to ask you about a couple of things here. You went to the National Rodeo Contest where you made the appearance in Erie, Pennsylvania. What was the money, I guess $947 for 28 different pairs of shoes that you brought there? What was that?
Yeah, well, they had those custom-made boots there, you know, cowgirl mm-hmm. boots and hats.
Yeah.
And so I kind of had to say that I had shoes, but actually they were
right.
for authentic custom-made cowgirl boots for me.
I get it. Okay. And, of course, the $4,000 in transportation costs. I know that you've made several trips over the last several months.
Private jet, right? Our
yeah,
WARA 1320
yeah,
jet. I borrowed that.
Yeah, the out and about jet, which is good. I'm not so sure about, you know, the wardrobe. We're up around $3,600 on dresses there in Paris. I don't get that one either, but we're going to have to work harder. At least I will work harder to see if we can get some of the money in. So
okay.
You know,
well,
anyway.
We appreciate you funding my appetite for dresses
yeah,
and finding
no
things
problem.
In life.
No mm-hmm. problem. I see that the wine budget is down, which is good. That was the other reason I called. We're going to be trying to set up not only on your show, but Dominic and Paul's show during the week. There's a big meeting coming up, in all seriousness, with several key players in Attleboro to get them to drink water, kids in the schools, rather than drinking sodas and sugar-laced drinks. It's going to be happening on September 20th. So there's many, many people on the committee, including Mayor Dumas and Robin McDonald from the Y. So I wanted to ask you if it was all right to maybe schedule one or two of these people on your show.
Yeah, sure.
In September.
Would you do me a favor? Can you private message me some contacts and phone numbers? And
I messaged you earlier today, but since your mailbox is just so full of messages from people that are, you know, on the out and about committee and wanting to know your travels, you did say you're going to Cranston today for the
Greek festival.
Are you going to need the limo again, or is that?
No, I think I've got private transportation today.
No
Actually,
problem.
That's in Pawtucket. It's a short trip, so I won't bother the limo company for that.
Yeah, no,
that
problem.
We can handle. We're all set.
I also want to ask. Maybe it's just bad luck. I've filled in doing your show, as Mike remembers, at least I don't know four times, five times over the last couple of years. Three of my guests didn't show. I don't know if it's bad luck or gremlins. The last time I was on, Mike remembers that we had a big guest scheduled from Mansfield, and she you know, she said she called a couple times, but we couldn't get her through. So in the future, if I do fill in for the great Out and About program, if you're jet-setting in California or Texas or something, the requirement will be that they have to be in studio or we will not promote them.
That's right. And I will talk to you about that because Labor Day is coming up on that Saturday.
Oh, good God.
So I didn't know if you wanted to come on or if you wanted
no.
me to do a out and about repeat. So think about that.
I'm not
that.
Sure. I will.
Yeah.
I will. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks
well,
for
thank
calling
you.
In as
and
always.
I'm listening and we're listening. And if you do know of a good therapist for sports depression, looking at the standings, in all seriousness, you know, your Red Sox were not good hosts last night. I have to say that the folks at Yankee Stadium, beautiful stadium, were so cordial and polite. to my wife, who was wearing an Ortiz shirt and a Red Sox hat in our section. It was just, I just can't get over it. I'm going to go and cry now. So.
Oh,
all
Tom.
Right, I'll hang up.
All right. Well, we'll try to get you some help, I promise.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great week. All right. There goes Tom Rafferty. Oh, we love him here at WARA 1320. He is just so phenomenal. He really is great. And he does fill in for us. And anyway, I know that we do have to wrap up our show. It's almost time to go. But I wanted to remind you again that the Farmers Market is today from 9 a.m. to 1. It's going to be starting shortly. So check it out. You definitely want to see that. And also the total eclipse of the sun. As Jim had told you, be very careful. Don't stare into the sun. And to remind you that Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 a.m. to 9, followed by our good friend Paul Healy from 9 to noon. Our show will be live again next Saturday. Out and About with Elaine starts at 7 a.m. to 8, and then followed by Dave Kane and Donna Sprague from 9 to noon. So we want to thank you all for listening to WARA 1320 here. And meet me back here next Saturday to find out what's the latest and greatest happenings in our community. Take care, everybody. See you next week.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.